This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Talks between the United States and Iran are underway in Pakistan capital Islamabad, with the White House confirming that the negotiations are taking place face to face. The White House said the meeting marks the highest level direct engagement between Washington and Tehran in decades. It added that a full team of U.S. experts is present in Islamabad, while additional experts are supporting the talks from Washington. According to Iranian state media, the third and decisive round of talks is underway in Islamabad. After two earlier rounds, this is being seen as a final attempt to reach an agreement on Iran's reported 10-point proposal to end the conflict. The latest round follows exchanges of written text between expert teams from both sides to build a framework and remove ambiguities in the draft proposals. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar began a two-day visit to the United Arab Emirates, holding high-level talks in Abu Dhabi amid ongoing tensions in West Asia and concerns over the welfare of Indian nationals in the region. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar met UAE Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, where discussions focused on the evolving regional situation and its implications. The External Affairs Minister conveyed appreciation for the UAE government's support in ensuring the safety and well-being of the Indian community, while both sides reviewed cooperation and ways to deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. Campaigning for the assembly elections in West Bengal has reached a feverish pitch, with top leaders from all major political parties addressing rallies across districts. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held three rallies in Katwa, Jangipur and Kushwandi yesterday. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah also addressed rallies at Bankura and Purulia in West Bengal. Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee addressed public rallies in Bankura, West Midnapur and Jhargram. Polling for the 294-member West Bengal Assembly will be held in two phases on April 23rd and April 29th. In Bihar, 13 people have died and many others injured in a tragic road accident in Katihar district last evening. The accident occurred near Paskara Chowk in Kodha block on National Highway 31 when a bus collided head-on with a pickup vehicle. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of life and wished for the recovery of the injured at the earliest. The Prime Minister also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund that would be given to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each to be provided from the Chief Minister's Relief Fund to the next of kin of the deceased. The injured will be given financial assistance of 50,000 rupees. Union Ministry of Road Transport and Highways said that all user fee payments at National Highway fee plazas across the country are being processed exclusively through digital modes of FASTag or Unified Payments Interface UPI from 10th of this month. The ministry added that, however, this transition has not been implemented in the states of Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Assam and West Bengal, as well as the Union Territory of Puducherry, in view of the modal code of conduct currently enforced due to ongoing electoral process. The government has said domestic LPG cylinder deliveries remain normal and over 51.5 lakh cylinders were delivered. In a statement, Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry said enforcement actions continue across the country to curb hoarding and black marketing of LPG. More than 3,400 raids were conducted across the country. PSU oil marketing companies have strengthened surprise inspections and imposed penalties on 214 LPG distributorships and suspended 55 distributorships. In archery, Indian compound women's trio of Jyoti Surekha Venam, Madhura Damanankur and Pragati clinched the gold medal at the World Cup Stage 1 in Puebla, Mexico. It marked India's first medal of the season opening event. In the Asian Wrestling Championships, India's Sujit Kalka and Abhimanyu Mandwal won gold medals in the men's freestyle categories in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan. Sujit dominated Uzbekistan's Umidjon Jalilov 8-1 in the 65 kg final, becoming the first Indian since Bajrang Punia in 2019 to win gold in this category. In the 70 kg final, Abhimanyu Mandwal pulled off a major upset, defeating Mongolia's Olympian Homer Ocherin Tulga 5-3. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Delhi Capitals by 23 runs in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.